Episode 13, The One with the Marvellous Medicine.
Welcome to Truly Madly Smiley with your host, Lisa, the Smiley Coach. Lisa wrote this podcast because she wants you to grow up knowing you are not alone. She wants to help you feel confident from the inside out and know how truly madly amazing you are.
This podcast is powered by unicorns and rainbow sparkles.
The only show where children can soak up positivity, confidence, love, and encouragement whenever they need it.
Are you ready to get your happy on? Let's go!
Hey, Smiley here. How are you doing? Thanks for coming back. It's lovely to have you here. Do you remember last week we were talking about worry explosions, weren't we? And we talked about balance and how to make sure that you're listening to your body before that nasty stress has a chance to build up. If you didn't catch that episode, that's number 12, the one with the worry explosion. You might want to listen to that one before you listen to this one. So lovely, Wildheart, how are you feeling today? Are you well? How are you getting on? I hope life is treating you well. I have a little something here which is going to make you feel a lot better. It's a bottle and it's got a label on it. It says MM. I wonder what that stands for. What do you think? Can you guess? That's right. If you've already seen the episode title, it's Marvellous Medicine. So I'm telling you that you need to take your Marvellous Medicine, and that is an order. See, you're on a visit to see Dr. Smiley. Okay, let me check your throat. Open wide. That's it. Say, ah. Stick your tongue out. Oh, what sort of words have been coming out of your mouth recently? The air is blue. Have you been saying nice things to yourself and other people? Are you kind to yourself? Do you talk to yourself like you would a friend? Or give yourself some encouragement? You know, like a little cheerleader dancing up and down with those pom-poms. Go you, go you, go you. I mean, what I'm trying to say is, are you on your team? You know, are you on your side? When things go wrong, are you mean to yourself? Do you criticise yourself? Or have you got your own back? Are you kind and supportive and encouraging? I was coaching a little boy the other day, and he was saying that he felt really worried when he didn't know something. Now, I really get that because I don't like not knowing. Do you? But here's the thing, you're not Google, are you? And when I said that to him, it really made him laugh. We're not meant to know everything. That's why we're learning. That's why we go to school. And it's okay for us not to know. Okay, back to our doctor's examination. Right, lift your hands up. Yeah, that's it. Lift them up over your head. Now lift your hands up under your arms and go, ooh, 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 so you look like a monkey. Well done. Are you laughing? Right, that's it. That's enough of the doctor's examination. But how much do you laugh every day? Is there laughter in your life? I think you've got to laugh. Laughing creates chemicals and hormones that go to your brain that make you feel good. They make you feel good. So make sure that you laugh. And if you're resisting this and thinking, Smiley, you're way too silly. That's ridiculous. I'm not doing that. That's babyish. That's silly. It's a sign. It's a sign that you're getting way too serious and you need to lighten up. Cut loose. Let go. Have fun. Be silly. Laugh until your belly hurts. When was the last time you did that? You know, I've got a friend. She's amazing. Whenever we get together, we are really silly. And I mean, really silly. We make up silly names for things. We talk in silly voices. But we really do laugh from the bottoms of our bellies. They're the kind of people that you want to spend time with. Oh, I've just remembered. I haven't finished that doctor's examination. Hold on a minute. Can you just tilt your head back for me? I need to check behind your ears. Oh, you haven't had a wash behind there for a while, have you? Don't worry, I'll tell you a little secret. I used to be a soap dodger as well. When I was a kid, my stepmum used to say to me, "Have you washed?" And I fibbed. I said I had when I hadn't. I used to wet my toothbrush and wet the flannel and tell fibs. Yes, I know. I'm not saying you should do that before I get told off by all the mums and dads that are listening. But, you know, it is really important to wash because it's part of taking care of yourself. And you don't want to be stinky, do you? No, no. I mean, can I ask you a personal question? Do you mind? You don't have to answer it, obviously. You can say no to me. But do you take good care of yourself? Do you wash and brush your teeth? I hope you do. It's very, very important. The way you treat yourself. You know, if you treat yourself like you matter, then other people will notice that too. And they will treat you like you matter as well. But if you're mean to yourself and you don't take care of yourself and you're down on yourself and you're not on your own team, other people will treat you like you're invisible and you don't matter too. That's why it's really important. It's not just about the stinky stuff. And you know that you're worth it, lovely wild heart. I see you. I see all the amazing things that you are. I see how hard you try. I know that every day you're doing your very best. So Dr. Smiley wants to prescribe you with some marvellous medicine to make you feel even better. Are you ready for that? Do you remember in the last episode, the one with the worry explosion, we asked ourselves two very important questions. What were they? Can you remember? I'll give you some time to think. Two questions. The first one is, how do you feel? So you need to be connected to your feelings and listen to your body. And the second one is, what do you need? So you need to work out what you need in order to feel better. So how do you feel and what do you need? Stop and ask yourself that throughout the day, because your feelings will be changing constantly and you will need different things. And it's okay to need stuff. It's good to ask for what you want, okay? So in this jar or bottle of marvellous medicine, oh, that's quite hard to say, marvellous medicine. Well, what have we got in there? So far, I've got kindness, laughter, got self-care, so taking care of our bodies, feeding it good food, drinking water, getting enough sleep, cleaning our teeth, washing our in-between bits behind our ears and our down belows. What else do you want to put in yours? Oh, that reminds me, I've got a freebie for you. It's called A Reminder to Be Kinder, and you can download it and have fun with it. It's a little challenge to help you become kinder to yourself and other people. I think the world needs more kindness, don't you? I'll pop that one in the show notes for you. So back to this marvellous medicine. It tastes nice. It could be any flavour you want. Not like that yucky medicine from the doctors that you get when you're super poorly. Have you tried that thick, sticky, icky, yellowy, banana-y medicine? The one that you have to keep in the fridge. I don't know if they still make that one, but I can remember that one. And it was really sweet with a nasty aftertaste. Very bitter. So what flavour do you want your marvellous medicine to be? Mine's going to be pink and taste of cherries with a hint of Haribo. Oh, I love Haribo. I like the heart ones, the red heart ones with the white backs. They're super chewy. I don't think they're very good for me or my teeth. But this is just pretend, isn't it? We're using our imagination. So let's go with that. Cherry with a hint of Haribo. It's good to use your imagination. And so it doesn't really count like real sugar. Okay. So imagine you have this bottle of medicine that you have to take every day. So it could be like taking a daily vitamin pill. How many of you take one of those every day to make sure your body is getting all the right vitamins it needs to be healthy? Especially vitamin C when the winter is here. because all those nasty germies come in. Everyone at school has got colds and is coughing and sneezing and spluttering and probably wiping their noses on the cuffs of their jumpers and not carrying tissues. Blah. So that's why you need to wash your hands, you see, because there's lots of germs floating around. If you're listening to this in real time, we're approaching half term and it's October in the UK. So that means it's Halloween and bonfire night. So there's lots going on at the moment. It's quite an exciting time. Do you celebrate those things in your house? What do you do in your house to celebrate bonfire night and Halloween? I hope that's not scary. I know some of you don't like loud fireworks and scary films. You've told me that. But there's still a fun part to that, isn't there? There's still a fun part, especially the trick-or-treating. Get lots of treats, don't you? So if you're good at celebrating the good things in life, I don't mean like Halloween and bonfire night. I mean, when you do something well, that's a really important thing to do. It means you take notice of the good stuff and you tell yourself, well done. Instead of focusing on all the stuff you feel like you're missing out on, you've done wrong or you can't do, there'll always be a massive list of those because we're learning all the time, aren't we? So there's another ingredient for your marvellous medicine jar or bottle. Noticing every little thing that you do well and paying yourself a compliment. That's a nice thing to say to yourself to help you feel good. So that sounds easy, doesn't it? I call that the well done game, and I'll link to that in the show notes for you so you can see what that looks like, the well done game. So let me tell you how the well done game was created or how it worked for me. I've got a little sister and she checks all my work. She is actually a teacher. How funny. She reads all my online learning packs that are in the learning den. She reads my blog posts and the show notes to make sure that there aren't any mistakes. Because I think it's actually really hard to spot your own mistakes. Do you? So it's better if someone else can read it for you. So when she checks stuff, she sends me a little voice note to my phone to tell me which bits need to be changed. She knows that I don't like making mistakes. I really don't. I get upset if I get things wrong. I'm getting better at it, but sometimes I get upset. Do you? So at the end of each voice note, she'll say, can you put the word the in and do this and that? And then you've finished. And then she says, well done. Exactly in that voice. Really sing-songy and light and happy. Very encouraging. Just like that. Well done. So I've been writing my blog and coaching for 10 years and I've heard her say, well done, a gazillion times. Recently, I noticed how I've just started saying well done to myself. So instead of letting that mean girl voice nitpick at what's not right or what hasn't gone according to plan or what's upsetting me, I focus on the things I'm doing well and I just say, well done. Go on, say it to yourself. Well done, well done, well done, well done, well done. Have fun with it. Laugh. Remember, laughter's good. So what I want you to do is add compliments or kind messages to your marvelous medicine jar or bottle, and every time you do something, every little thing, I want you to say out loud or in your head if you don't want other people to hear you, well done. When you put your shoes on, well done. When you've walked the dog, well done. When you fed the dog, well done. When you've cleaned your teeth, well done. When you've made your bed, well done. When you've done your homework, well done. When you're kind to a friend, well done. Well done. When you learn something new, well done. When you've worked out something tricky, well done. When you score a goal, when you speak up in class, when you stand up to your worries, when you bake a cake, well done. Oh, I'm a bit well done out now. My head's gone a bit dizzy. If you say it too much, it kind of loses its meaning. It does, actually. And it sounds a bit funny in my head. But practice saying it and say it after every little thing as many times a day as possible. Okay? Oh, I feel like I've gone a bit crazy. Hang on a minute. Let me just take a moment. So, parents, if you're listening to this, the ratio of good to negative feedback in any relationship is 5 to 1. So think about it in a way, how can you think about it? Say that you are your child's mirror and you are reflecting back to them who they are. So for every one time that you constructively feedback, correct, have to say no or make a demand, give them an instruction, there needs to be 5 positive things you say, 5 positive strokes. So that's definitely something you want to think about. And that applies to any relationship, not just the one you have with your child, your marriage, your partner, your brother, your sister, and all your friends. Notice how positive you are. You know, once I coached a lovely young lady who found it really hard to receive compliments, and I can completely understand how she felt. How do you feel when somebody pays you a compliment? When somebody says something nice to you or tells you, well done, or that you've done something good. Okay, enough with the well done smiley already. Enough. Do you blush or look down? Do your cheeks turn a bit pink and hot and you feel silly and embarrassed? Or do you stick your head up and your shoulders back and feel really proud of yourself? Do you get warm fuzzies in your belly because you know you've done good? You've got to let the good stuff in. You've got to let go of the ick and let the good stuff in. Feel your mind, your heart, your body and your soul. Fill it full of really good stuff. So this young lady, one day she turned up to her coaching session with a new haircut. It was a really smart bob, but she'd had quite a lot of her hair cut off. And she told me that she was worried about what other people thought of her. She also made me this gorgeous bookmark, which had the words believe written on it. She was very creative. I thought, how kind, that's so nice. As we sat and we had our coaching session together, the magic of coaching meant that everything turned out quite nicely. These sessions often do. It's like things are meant to be. As we went along, this lovely young lady realised that the opinion that mattered the most was hers. She liked her hair. She was pleased with it. It felt nice. And that she needed to believe in herself and be true to herself. It didn't matter what other people thought. I want you to realise that too. What you think is what matters the most. Nobody else gets to decide what's right for you. Nobody. They don't know what it's like to be you, to be in your body, to feel your feelings. They can't tell you what you feel or what you like or don't like. Only you know that. So there we have it, your marvellous medicine. How are you going to remember to take it? You know, if I was you, I would have a go at drawing it and then I would put it up somewhere where I could see it and that would remind you to take it, wouldn't it? Because we need visual cues, things that remind us to do things. Actually, only the other week I bought a bracelet with an angel wing on it. I'll put a picture of it in the show notes so you can see how pretty it is. It's silver. And whenever I look at it, it reminds me to take my medicine. I just touch the wing if I'm having a horrible thought or a worry or I'm being mean to myself and I think of something nicer. You could have something like that. You could carry around a crystal. That would be a good one, wouldn't it, if you don't wear jewellery? But find a way, find something to help you remember. Something that's nice as well. Something that's nice that you really like. So lots of helpful stuff in here today. As always, be sure to jump on over to the show notes. You'll find them at smileyforlife.com/TMS13. That's T for truly, M for madly, and S for smiley. So something for you to think about before I go, lovely wild heart. Are you going to take your medicine? Because, you know, if you don't take it, nothing's going to change. That's it. I want you to drink it all down and notice how good you feel inside. Give us a smile. See? I can see you smiling and I know you're taking your medicine. Well done. I'll see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.
If you enjoyed that, please